Hey, hon, you got the camera and the rest of the equipment loaded out of the van and set up yet? I think the operating theater here would be a good place to shoot the intro. You got everything set up? Perfect. Make sure to get a good shot of me standing next to this creepy old surgical table with the restraints here. It'll make for the perfect thumbnail when we post this episode to our website. Now, get the camera rolling. This place gives me the legit creeps. I want to finish filming this episode as fast as possible so we can get the fuck out of here. Okay, you ready to roll? Awesome. Welcome back, Ghost Hunters, to another episode of Paranormal Adventures. As always, I'm your lovely host with my husband acting as our trusty cameraman behind the scenes. Tonight's episode is a special treat. Due to an overwhelming viewer request, we will be exploring the infamous Hill House Asylum for your ghastly viewing pleasure. Originally opened in 1903, Hill House Asylum was built to hold the most dangerous and psychotic inmates from around the country. In the 1960s, the controversial Dr. Herman Carter took over as chief executive officer for the asylum and began his reign of terror. Dr. Carter was known for his extreme and often brutal methods of treatment towards the inmates, such as conducting frequent electroshock therapy and surgical operations without anesthesia at the slightest hint of insubordination. The torture continued for years until one fateful day in 1968, when Dr. Carter finally snapped and euthanized 70 patients and murdered one nurse who tried to stop him before heading into this very operating theater and taking his own life. After the tragedy that took place here, the Hill House Asylum was forced to shut down its doors, where it has sat condemned for the past 50 years. There are some that say you can still hear Dr. Carter haunting these walls after all these years, still looking for patients to operate on. Well, ghost hunters, let's see if we can run into Dr. Carter tonight. We finally got the intro out of the way. Now, let's go explore and get some footage of the padded cells. I think it would make for some good B-roll if we... Did it suddenly get really cold in here? Is that just me? God, if I thought I was going to get this cold, I would have worn something a little more concealing than a small little top. Our viewers are practically going to see my hard nipples poking out of my top. You know what? Let's just get this over with. I have a bad feeling about this. Whoa! Groovy, baby! I have a body I can fart out, man! Oh, and would you look at these breasts? I am stacked! It really has been far too long since I've been able to play with my pussy. Oh, I guess it's not my pussy, but I'm borrowing it! You know what I mean. My manners. My name is Sally Smith. I was the nurse working for the old fart Herman before he decided to, well, you know, murder me. I heard you two were looking for him. Well, he's not here anymore. Oh, yeah, I'm also borrowing your wife's body to masturbate for a bit. I hope you don't mind. But you would be going insane too if you haven't had an orgasm in over 50 years. Fuck. Are you watching me masturbate by using your wife's body? Well, then why don't you slip out of those pants, then? I am starving for some cock. Oh, fuck, you are just so big and hard, just the way I like it. Come here. Mm. God, you're so big. Your cock tastes just delicious. God, I love the way your cock fills this throat. You know, you can grab my head and be rough with me. I really like that. Oh, God. Thank you for fucking my throat, mister. God, I hope that this slut serves as a good little cock whore for you, sir. Don't I just suck your cock better than your wife does? Fuck, sucking your cock makes these tits and pussy ache. Oh, don't worry. I haven't forgotten about these big balls of yours. Why don't I give them some attention, huh? God, they're so full and heavy. You have a lot of cum stirred up in these big heavy balls, don't you? Fuck, you are rock hard. I forgot how wet it makes me to suck a big hard cock. You want me to take your cock all the way down this throat, stud? Huh? You want me to take your rock hard cock all the way down this tight little throat? Well, then take what you want, mister. I want to feel you grab this slut's head and fuck your cock down this tight little throat. Come on. You can do it, big boy. Grab the slut's head and... Wait, hold on, you don't get to come just yet. Especially when you haven't fucked this pussy properly. Now let me strip off all these clothes and get on all fours with this ass sticking out on the operating table for you. Well, aren't you gonna slide your cock into this tight little pussy stud? Come here. It's been too long since I've been fucked like this. Fuck me. Fuck me. Something like this in me, but oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. Pussy milk every fucking inch of your car. Yeah. Isn't that just incredible? Oh, I fuck you so much better than your boring old wife ever did, don't I, Stash? How about I offer you a deal? You allow me to continue possessing your wife's body, and in return I'll be your little fuck whore. I'll deep throat your cock, and you can fuck this pussy whenever you want. I'll even let you use any hole in this body you desire as long as you allow me to stay. Good. I think I'm going to enjoy getting fucked in your wife's body from now on.